Please, Raf, listen to me. I can't go back. Raphael, there's no time for cigarettes.
I will just have one.
But I'll be late for work.
I have one or I go home and no film.
Well, I'll put all of this in the car then, shall I? While you just stand here and smoke a cigarette. The boot's full, okay? The rest of this will have to go in the back seat. And you'll have to hold your rucksack on your knee.
On my knee? I already feel sick from the plane.
It's not a long drive from Leeds.
Rucksack on my knee. Why couldn't you get a bigger car?
It was a big car before I put all of your equipment in it. Are you ready?
No, one more cigarette.
No more cigarettes. Come on, we're ready.
I go into the church now. And I'm back in Poland. No English faces or loud voices. Only Polish. Young, old, babies even. And all looking tired and sad. I take the far aisle and join the queue for confession. I begin to wonder why I'm here. I wonder where Dan is. And I wonder where Raphael is. I watch his long black robes swish between the pews. Candles flicker around the Virgin as he passes. The door opens, and he is gone out into the damp hall night.